This is Knowledge is the Ultimate Weapon by Libra Libra, Fandom Supernatural, Characters, Bobby Singer, OC, Rating PG, Warnings, None. Author's Notes. Thanks to Things with Wings for the initial beta. All changes, mistakes, indulgences, and liberties with library research are my own. Title from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, quote. My job is to search and not to question why, but I have to admit, I wondered about Ball Cap Guy. He came into the university pretty regularly and looked about as backwards as they came, but I learned early on in my job not to judge a book by its cover. All kinds of people came in looking for all kinds of information, and I learned not to be surprised, or at least not to show it. No matter what anyone asked, it was none of my business anyway. My job was just to help them find it and not pry beyond helping them figure out what they were really looking for. Unlike most of the students who came in, this man knew exactly what he needed, and usually it was pretty arcane and often old. After a while, he practically knew as much about our religion, folklore, and anthropology collections as the subject librarians, and he spent more time in special collections than most of our faculty. His steady stream of ILL requests kept us busy as well. Though we couldn't really inquire too much, that didn't mean we couldn't speculate. He wasn't a current student, faculty, or staff member. He couldn't access our online databases off campus. Maybe he was a retired professor or alum? But he wasn't in the directory as such. Maybe he was writing a genre novel. But if so, he hadn't written anything before. A search in WorldCat didn't bring up any likely candidates. Maybe he's one of those crackpots who came in and scribbled bits for their manifestos that were sure to blow the conspiracy wide open. But he didn't have the requisite air of wild-eyed intensity or quiet muttering. One of my colleagues said, half-jokingly, that maybe he was a latter-day Anton LaVey feeding his research into demon-summoning rituals with the cult of his backwoods compound. As if. At least his questions were never, "Where's the bathroom?" or "Could I get more paper for the copier?" One semester it was a check on archives holding the 1574 edition of Malleus Maleficarum, pre-1800 images of devil's traps, or information on the mechanics of cult guns. The next it was books on Enochian symbols, references to the apocalypse, and the last year of weather data from 6 U.S. cities. Boring, his request weren't. I got the feeling that whatever he was doing, the story behind it wasn't boring either. He'd disappear for a while, and then turn up looking harried, and sometimes like he'd been beaten up. He once disappeared for months, and only contacted us by phone, email, and chat. Apparently ILL was scanning and sending material to him regularly, and he was using the Special Collections Reproduction Service and online chat reference. I overheard Donna and Carol talking about the frequency of the requests, and also just happened to be checking the chat key for something else. Really. But no visits. And then one day he was just back. Looking a little worse for the wear, though it was hard to tell. I happened to be on desk when he came in, and I smiled. "Hi, welcome back. We miss seeing you here." His bushy eyebrows climbed towards his cap. "I had a bit of an accident and couldn't get up and around for a while." "I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad you're feeling better." And I meant that. The regulars get to be a part of our routine, and I always wonder a little when people disappear. "Well, thanks. You and me both." He tucked at his ball cap a little awkwardly, and I smoothly slid back into professional mode. "How can I help you?" "I'm looking for anything on Faust and demonic deals."
"What kind of material? The play, background, criticism, or maybe anthropological accounts?"
"Everything."
I learned he didn't play around when he said everything, and he really wasn't kidding this time.
We must have dredged up everything possible on Faust specifically, and demonic deals in general, and literature, folklore, and religion. We'd already done this search once before, but he seemed determined to go over it all again with a fine-tooth comb. He started to look like the undergraduates the day before a paper was due. I hadn't seen him look this worried since his apocalyptic reference phase. I found myself spending time outside of work looking up likely leads.
Then, all of a sudden, I got an email about urgent research on Scottish history and ancestry, and after that, radio silence. I didn't see Ballcap Guy again until a while later. He looked a lot better.
"So, more demonic deals?" I asked as he came up to the ref desk. He looked a little twitchy for a moment. "Or are you looking for something else today?"
He relaxed minutely. "Oh yeah, I got that problem solved."
"Great, is there anything else I can help you with?"
"Yeah, I'm looking for references about imprisonment of souls in hell, or soulless beings. Biblical first, then literary."
Well, that's a tall order, but we'll see what we can do. I think a lot of us are looking for our souls, I joked. He grinned briefly. Well, I'd say you got a pretty good handle on yours. You've sure been a help to me. A lifesaver, really. He looked a little awkward but sincere. Now those are the words that warm every librarian's heart. I tried to wrestle my unseemly grin down, or at least aim it at my keyboard. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm glad I could be of help.
You have no idea.
I coughed and said, Now let's see what we have in the catalog. And off we went again. One thing you could say about him, his requests were never boring.
This has been Knowledge is the Ultimate Weapon by Lever Libra, read by Somnolent Blue. I would like to thank Cantorina for being so supportive of my first podfic endeavor, and I'd like to thank Lever Libra for letting me record her fic as my very first podfic.